As the U.S. Senate prepares to take up immigration reform this week, this weekend there was a surprise from up north as Republican U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire said that she'll break from a large group of conservatives and back the measure. Here in Massachusetts, many people in the tech sector are anxiously watching how support for immigration reform is shaping up. Supporters want the legislation to create a new class of visas for entrepreneurs and say without one, Massachusetts could lose jobs. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has the tale of a Cambridge startup torn between two countries, one that offers an entrepreneur visa and one that doesn't.
Welcome to our space.
A house near Inman Square in Cambridge serves as the office for a startup called Libu.
This is the war room.
If this were a residence, it'd be a dining room, but it's a conference room. The sign over the living room says Parliament. Co-founder Chris Howard, who officially calls himself Prime Minister, shows off the inspirational pictures on the wall that are decidedly British.
We have the Queen smiling, which is very rare. We also have the Queen very regal. She's beautiful. And obviously the Union Jack, that's important too.
Two of Libu's co-founders are Britons. The third is American. No matter where they got started, someone was going to have to go through immigration. So when the UK created a new visa for entrepreneurs, Howard and his team almost built their startup over there. They would have even gotten free office space with the visa.
Yeah, it was a really difficult decision because we knew if we went to the UK, we would have had enormous levels of support. And that was really, really attractive.
They didn't do it because they also really liked the startup culture in Boston.
So my name is Chris Howard, and we're seeking $1 million to fundamentally change the publishing industry forever. Thank you.
That presentation to investors last year was the culmination of Techstars. Libu was accepted to the Boston Startup Accelerator, and Howard's company raised money afterward. But he also spent a lot of money trying to stay in the United States, tens of thousands of dollars on immigration applications and lawyers, so much time and effort when he really just wanted to focus on growing his company.
I can't emphasize enough how much I hated that process. There's very few things in my life which have added more stress than that.
It's like being somewhere else.
Other countries are trying to take away that stress. Countries like the United Kingdom and Canada.
Seriously, I'm living in another dimension.
You're listening to music from an iPhone app called RJ DJ. It's created by a London software startup that's pretty similar to Libu.
We call it an office, but actually it's a house. There's a carpet from top to the bottom, and there is a steep stairs and everything. This is our office.
Founder Michael Breidenbrucker says the London startup scene is booming.
The amazing thing that happened here in London, I think, is that many people from the government all of a sudden realized that this really has potential, and they supported it. Right now I have the feeling it's everyone from the Queen right to the Prime Minister.
The UK entrepreneur visa gives people starting a company 5 years of residence. If and when the company creates 10 full-time jobs, the entrepreneur may then apply for permanent status. Eric Vanderclay lobbied the British government to start the visa.
What it says, it sends a signal to some of the brightest and the best that you're open to come and start your business. You've got to create a pathway for them to do that. And that's really the reason that this government decided to implement it.
Not just the British government, Canada now offers an entrepreneur visa too, as of 2 months ago. Congress is still thinking about it.
I have called this hearing to examine what changes are needed in our laws to attract the best and the brightest to the United States.
Last month, the Senate Commerce Committee held a hearing on immigrant entrepreneurs. One of the panelists was Boston venture capitalist Jeffrey Busgang. He also teaches at Harvard Business School, and he told the committee some of his brightest foreign students have taken their companies elsewhere. Others are losing patience with the U.S. immigration system.
So it is very frustrating. I see what the U.K. has done, and the U.K. has put some provisions in place to attract entrepreneurs. I see what Canada is doing. I see what Ireland is doing. Startup Chile was recently created. That patience will only last so far in the future.
Breaking for lunch back in Boston, the staff of LeBou now numbers 11 people, up from 3 a couple of years ago when it was just the co-founders. One of them, Chris Howard, wishes the U.S. would follow the lead of the U.K. and create a visa for immigrant entrepreneurs.
To me, it seems like you need to give people a chance to innovate, and that requires time and focus. And an entrepreneur visa where you can have a short to medium period of time to focus, and then once you've created something, then you can go through other immigration channels. It just seems like a no-brainer.
Howard says if his team were making that tough decision today between building the company in the U.S. or in the U.K., they might have made it differently. Remember how that startup accelerator called Techstars was a big reason for the team staying in Boston? Well, Techstars has just opened an incubator in London. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikisch.